During the holiest Islamic month of Ramadan, only two meals are served, Sehri and Iftar. Sehri is the meal eaten before dawn, and Iftar is eaten after sunset. These consist of mostly fatty and protein-rich foods, as seen in this Tehran marketplace. And many people eat well into the night. Many people feel the need to compensate for the energy lost from fasting by consuming special foods that are largely only prepared during Ramadan. Festive sweets and stews are served during this month, and health experts warn against overindulging in them.
Most of our people in the holy month of Ramadan, which is a time for abstinence and eating less, overdo it when consuming foods filled with fat and sugar in such a way that not only do they miss the benefits of this month, but also put on weight and their fat and sugar goes up compared to previous months.
Around sunset and near iftar time, those fasting line up at restaurants in Tehran where colorful displays tempt people to eat large quantities.
All over the world, Muslims who fast lose much energy and suffer from hunger during the day. When it is iftar time, we overeat to make up for the day. That is the reason people eat a lot in this month. The foods are also very colorful during this month, and we cannot help eating.
Many people wrongly believe that by eating a lot in a short period of time, they can sustain a steady level of energy throughout the day. But Dr. Mazari says he thinks Iranians eat less than their fellow fasters in Iran's neighboring countries.
Some people who live in Iran's neighboring countries keep eating and drinking from sunset to dawn and obviously impose a heavy load on their stomach and intestines. Consequently, they won't have the necessary freshness during the day.
Ramadan falls this year during hot weather and long days, and some say that creates another consequence for fasting.
This year, Ramadan is in the hot season, and the body needs more energy. Fasters should consume more calorie-rich, low-volume foods. A friend of mine invited me to this particular restaurant tonight for iftar.
Some people complain about the rise in the prices of essential Ramadan foods.
In Ramadan, there is a high demand and the supply comes short. That is why prices go up. Prices of foods, such as dates or energy-filled foods, which are consumed a lot in this month, increase a lot.
In response to eating habits during Ramadan, health experts have issued warnings on television and radio to discourage people from overeating.